If you're contemplating flying those friendly skies, be advised. Don't act surprised or mortified if your boarding pass announces you've been supersized. Supersized, well, perhaps you think you're heavy set, thick, big boned, or stout. Well, hop aboard a Southwest flight in no time, you'll find out. You need to buy two tickets if you're prosperous or plump. If muscle mass you lost has found a new spread in your rump. Think before you cram another cookie in your mouth. You'll pay a stocky surcharge for each chocolate chip gone south. If you have a fear of flying, learn to travel light. Lose the excess baggage, take off. Enjoy the flight. While waiting in the waiting line, it won't do any good to whine. A tubby tantrum only asks for trouble. If you can force your fanny in the sample seat, hurrah, you win. But overlapping flab will cost you double. Once she had a tiny hiney, he was quite the athlete. But all of that's behind them now, and both require a double seat. Are you permanently grounded, Amtrak or Greyhounded? Jawbones can be wired shut, staples can resize a gut. A lawsuit might be apropos, only if you find your seats assigned in different rows. Some scream it's an unfair tax for those cursed with obesity, penalizing pound by pound the sordid sin of gluttony. If you overdo it, be prepared to pay for two. It always ends up coming down to the bottom line. Frequent flyers know the skinny. Churlish changes in the air. The industry claims it isn't piggy. Trying to find a fare that's fair. Profits will not multiply by doubling fees for biggies, 'cause prices will be cut in half for anorexic twiggies. Fares will be fashioned to fit for anorexic twiggies.